Paul, for real? You cannot do this to me.
I'm sorry, honey. What do you want me to say? I'm just really slammed at work, and I'm not going to be able to make it down tonight.
Are you serious?
I'll be there tomorrow morning, afternoon.
Paul, I am with your family on a vacation for your birthday that you planned.
I know, and if I could be there, I would be, but I'm sorry. Just try to have fun, and I'll be there as soon as I can. Okay? I have to go. I just wanted to update you.
No, sure, go. I have to go, too. I'm in the middle of the stupid magician show you booked for us.
He's not a magician. He's a mentalist. You're right. It's not important. I love you, Chrissy.
Love you, too.
Hey.
Oh, my God. You scared me.
Oh, my God. So sorry. I have that effect on people sometimes. My mom thought maybe you needed, like, some help with the drinks.
Oh, no. No, I got them. I just, I was on the phone with your brother.
Oh, is he on his way, or?
Not yet. We should go back in.
Okay, here, I can take one.
Thanks.
If you need help.
Give them a round of applause, everyone. Yes, give it up.
So did I miss anything important?
Not really. He, like, guessed somebody's birthday.
All right. I will need 2 more volunteers.
Do you see our table?
Yeah, should be
you
over...
You two? How about you two? A lovely couple?
Sure.
Come on up.
I think he means us.
Oh, We're not a couple.
You two will do. Come on, you're already standing.
I will if you will.
Oh, so it's all on me, huh?
What can I say? I'm a follower.
Okay. Just gonna give your mom her drink.
Let's welcome them up. Everybody, come on.
Here you go, Tess.
Thank you. Did you ask if they have the
They didn't have any orange slices.
Okay, better get up there. Have fun.
Do we sit in the chairs?
Yes, have a seat. Your names?
Shouldn't you know?
It's Christine and Ray.
Christine and Ray, I'm going to ask you to relax your minds and gaze into each other's eyes.
Okay.
The connection between these two is incredibly strong, and with your help, audience, we can bring it to life. Now, you two, I'm going to ask you to do something for me. I'm going to ask you to share with each other your innermost souls, and to slowly count down in your heads from 10. I'll lead you. 10!
We all have things we keep to ourselves.
I hope they like this episode.
Secrets, insecurities.
If they don't, they might never come back.
We don't want to share.
If that happens, I lose my show.
But we do want to feel understood.
I don't know how to do anything else.
I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth. And on this week's episode, a telepathic connection pushes someone to finally open up to the wrong person. And a quick note, this episode is best heard over headphones, so please listen over headphones if you can. Thank you.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at 4 California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
And now back to Private Thoughts.
10.
Bet Paul's gonna be mad he's missing this.
Serves him right.
9.
Paul, are you cheating on me?
8.
Wonder what he said on the phone. She looks pissed.
7.
Why else would he be so distant all of a sudden?
Why would who be distant? Wait, what?
6.
Ray?
Christine?
Is this part of the show? How could
I can hear your
thoughts.
What the hell?
Oh my God.
5. These two are strongly linked.
You two were very interesting.
Thanks. I can still hear him.
The show's over. Why can I still hear her thoughts?
4.
I've never felt this connected to anyone before.
That makes sense, I guess, since we can hear each other's
thoughts.
I think Paul is cheating on me.
What?
I didn't mean to think that.
He wouldn't. She looks so pretty right now. I didn't mean to think that.
3.
Don't look at me like that.
Sorry.
Look at me.
Don't kiss her.
No, you shouldn't. But I want you to.
2.
Shh.
up the stairs.
This is crazy.
We should stop. I don't want to stop.
Yeah, me neither.
This is so wrong.
One. And wake up. Ray.
Ray, wake up.
Ugh. What's going on? Wait. Christine? You're in my bed.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. What did we do?
I can still hear your thoughts.
Yes.
All that stuff with the mentalist, that was real?
Yep.
And we...
Just don't even think about it. Just stop thinking. Shit. What even was that?
Shit.
It all felt like a dream.
A really good dream.
The best dream.
Stop.
Okay, look.
Stop.
This isn't a big deal, okay? That wasn't us. It was some crazy mentalist shit.
I don't think the mentalist ordered us to have sex.
Not what I meant. What I meant was, you know... That wasn't something that we would do, right? Even if we've thought about it.
You've thought about it before?
But whatever this is was, you know, it was so intense.
Yeah, intense.
It was very intense.
Yeah, we just got swept up.
Right, swept up.
Like a wave. Like us sitting on the beach last night by the waves, talking, thinking, and kissing, and...
Stop!
Okay, I mean, you were the one thinking it.
We have to fix this. We have to. I mean, we have to go...
Reverse it.
Yes. Yes. Well, go find the guy and reverse it. That's a good plan.
Is it? I mean, last night was incredible.
Will you stop? Don't think like that. That is bad.
Right, yeah, that's bad. But you think Paul's cheating.
Like that's an excuse?
No, sorry. It was just a thought.
You are his brother. I'm his wife. I don't even know if he is cheating.
He's definitely cheating on me. He's always disappearing.
If he's cheating on you, he's an idiot.
Well, I don't really have the moral high ground on that right now, do I?
Oh my god, that's a car.
It's Paul. It's Paul. He's here.
My god, he's actually on time?
Go figure.
Get out.
What do you... No, this is my room. You actually have to get out.
Shit.
Okay, Chris, it's gonna be okay. What should I... How can I help?
Go downstairs and stall him. I have to make the bed look slept in, take a shower. Fuck.
Okay, on it. Good plan. Couldn't you have made the bed? Like, does that
matter? Stop thinking at me.
Right, sorry.
Oh, my birthday boy! Finally made it!
Hi, Mom.
Hey!
Hey, Ray. How's it going?
Ah, good. Good. It's going.
I don't think Chrissy's up yet.
I think she's in the shower. At least I think I heard the sound of a shower before I came down the stairs.
You want some coffee or anything?
I'm going to take my suitcase up.
Okay. I put you and Chrissy in the seashell room with the balcony.
Great. Thanks, Mom.
So, how'd it go?
What? Sorry, what?
The work you were staying late for.
Good. Good. I just want to... Yeah.
Right. Yeah, sure. See you in a bit. Seashell room. I'll take that coffee, Mom.
Nice view, isn't it?
Oh, hi. Yeah, we caught the sunset yesterday. It was really pretty.
You're still mad at me?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I mean, when you didn't come down.
No, I just didn't hear you get here.
Okay. There's not the slightest chance that you're...
Honey, I was taking a shower. I'm not mad.
Okay.
Hi, happy birthday.
Thank you. Listen, I know my mom's got this whole birthday brunch plan thing, but can we take a walk later on the beach, just the two of us, nobody else?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, that sounds great. I told Ray I'd help him buy you a present later, so how about after that?
Sure. What's he gonna get me?
Well, what do you want?
Pancakes just about ready!
Oh, Chrissy, can you pass the syrup?
Sure. Pancakes are amazing, by the way.
Stop it, Ray.
Stop what? What am I doing?
Stop looking at me.
Eggs are good, too.
Okay, Mistress Vane.
Well, it's not every day we have the whole family here. And for a special occasion...
Seriously, stop. I can see me in your mind, and it's freaking me out.
Fine. Jesus. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all great. So, Paul, how was all that work you had to do?
Like I said, Ray, it's all good. It's fine now. Sorry it took me so long,
That's
everybody.
Okay, honey. We had a good time. You missed it, but you want some bacon?
No, I'm good.
What was it exactly you were doing?
Boring stuff.
Stop it.
You're the one who thinks he's cheating. I'm trying to help.
Why? So you can feel less guilty?
But it had to get done.
Well, you missed quite a show. Chris and Ray got called up on stage and the mentalist hypnotized them.
Wait, really? Did it work?
I don't really remember it, so I guess, yeah.
Well, it looked like it did to us. I mean, they had to write down words, and then they'd show the audience, and then the other person would guess the word. It was very, very impressive.
A night to remember.
I can't believe you volunteered for that.
I didn't. It just kind of happened.
A lot of that going around.
I am going to start clearing up.
Oh, no, no, no. Sit down. I'm the hostess.
Stop. You made breakfast. You have done enough. Please.
I'll help.
No, it's your birthday. I'll help.
I don't really need help. There's only four of us.
Well, so what are we going to do with our big family day, Paul?
Oh, I'm up for whatever.
Well, the four of us could play a game or something. Cards or Scrabble. Oh, charades.
I think we might have an unfair advantage if we played charades.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I know Chris and Ray have to go run an errand, so it'll be later.
We do?
Yeah, but it shouldn't take long, so maybe after.
Great.
What's our errand?
I'm helping you buy Paul a birthday present, and also we're going to go find that mentalist and end this weird fucked up connection so we can pretend none of last night ever happened.
Sounds like a plan.
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, this episode of The Truth is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're having trouble meeting your goals, or difficulty with relationships, or trouble sleeping, BetterHelp is available. BetterHelp offers online professional counselors who can listen and help. Simply fill out a questionnaire to assess your needs, and BetterHelp will match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line, it's not self-help, it's secure online professional counseling. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and The Truth listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/thetruth. Visit betterhelp.com/thetruth and join the over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp professional. betterhelp.com/thetruth. And now back to Private Thoughts.
Looks like most of the audience is cleared out.
What if he just stays inside the theater between shows? Like, what do we do?
Then we'll go inside the theater. It's not the Pentagon.
So Paul thinks we're buying him a birthday present?
Use your words.
Are you serious?
It's just us. You can hear it anyway.
I think we should just stick to, acknowledging the things that we're saying out loud. Not the things that we're, feeling. Thinking.
You smell really good.
Okay, so Paul thinks we're shopping?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean we actually have to go shopping after this? Because no offense, but I can't think of anything I'd rather do less than shop for my brother with his wife that I've just slept with.
Don't respond.
What? Oh, I get it.
You're not responding to anything I think at you.
That's correct.
Except thinking don't respond is still kind of a response.
Don't respond.
Wow. Wow, what a very disciplined mind you have.
Of course, it wasn't very disciplined last night.
Looking out the window.
Hey, Christine. Christine. Oh my God, Christine, behind you.
What?
Just testing you.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
Why can't I kiss you right now?
I don't remember. Paul.
Oh my God, there he is.
Paul?
No, the mentalist.
Oh, right. Great. Let's do this.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes.
Doesn't any part of you want to see where this goes?
Okay.
Hi, excuse me. Mr. Flairvoyant, hi. Oh. I'm Christine, and this is Ray.
No pictures, please. I'm kidding. A pleasure always to meet fans.
Oh, no, no. No, sorry. We're not fans.
Yeah, no, you're very, very good, but that's not why we're here.
Ah, yes, then why are you here?
You hypnotized us last night.
Oh, yes, of course. Christine and Ralph.
Ray.
Raymond. I remember it like it was yesterday.
It was.
Okay, so the thing is, what you did last night, well, it worked.
Of course it did. I'm flairvoyant. I'm incredible.
No, like it really worked.
Yeah, like we can hear each other's thoughts still. All the time. Right now.
Wow. That's incredible. I'm very happy for both of you. You're welcome. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to see
Shit, he doesn't believe us.
Wait!
Even the fucking magician thinks we're crazy.
Mentalist.
Whatever.
Okay, I know that we sound totally crazy, but we need you to undo whatever it is you did last night.
Yeah, and look, we'll prove it. You two stay here, I'll walk over there. You say something to Chrissy, whatever you want to say, and she'll think it to me, and you get it. Okay, okay.
I know my shows are very
impressive. Speak quieter so you know he can't hear you.
But whatever you think is happening here, it's not happening. I am, of course, a mentalist.
Why don't you just say something? Say a number.
Out of what?
Anything. Any number.
5,832.
5,832.
16.
16!
I'm sorry. What's happening here? How are you doing that? How is he doing that?
She's thinking it and I'm reading her mind.
All right. So, is it a mic?
No,
Are you mic'd?
We're actually telepathic.
And we're telepathic, thanks to you.
Okay. Look, I only have a couple hours break here, and I'm famished. Cards on the table. What's it gonna take to get you two to leave me alone?
Mozzarella sticks and a tuna melt. Anything else I can get for you guys?
This all looks amazing, Amy. I would love some more of these rolls when you get a chance?
Sure.
Rolls are good here. I like to take a few with me for an after-show treat.
Mr. Flair.
Rick. Mr. Flair is my dad's name, but it's not. Flairvoyant's my stage name.
No, you don't really strike me like a Rick.
I didn't name myself.
Right. About our problem.
Yes, I don't know what to say. Look, nothing like what you are describing has happened before, to my knowledge.
So you don't know how to fix it?
I don't even know what caused it. Let's start there.
Oh, so you're a fraud.
Wow. Excuse me, sir. The powers of the mind are a mysterious magic, and I tend to know more than most, but by no means do I know all of them. That, I will admit.
Stop antagonizing him, Ray.
Sorry.
Rick, there's got to be something you can do, right? I mean, even if you don't believe us.
Without understanding what caused this thing that you are claiming has happened, I hesitate to make any promises.
We'll pay for your lunch, Rick.
But I suppose I could try some exercises similar to what you might do to ensure a clean break in hypnosis, you know, like someone doesn't do like the chicken dance every time they hear the word banana, right?
Yes, that works.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I mean, if you're sure you want to do this. What you said happened, this skill that you showed on the sidewalk, very impressive. I'm sure lots of people would be interested in some sort of stage show.
No. We just want it to go away.
I guess, I don't know.
Yes, you do. You want it to go away.
Fine. Yeah, we want it to go away.
All right. Then, let me order myself some crab cakes and another plate of mozzarella sticks, and then we can get started.
Quiet.
Sorry, what?
It's quiet.
Oh. Yeah. Do you feel better?
No. I feel like I cheated on my husband.
Good, you're back. I was just starting to wonder.
Yeah, sorry. We sort of lost track of time. Where's Paul?
He went down the beach. He wanted to stretch his legs, I guess. What'd you find him?
Well, we went all out. We got him a fancy chessboard.
Oh, that is nice.
Right?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Christine said that's what he wanted, so that's what we got.
Oh, you guys want a snack or anything? You know, we were thinking about 7 for dinner.
I think I'm going to go meet up with Paul. Do you know which way he went?
Well, he went out and he went to the left, I think.
Perfect. I'll be back in a bit.
You know, I would take a snack if the offer's still.
Hey!
Hey, how was the shopping?
You'll be very happy with the results.
Christine, there's something I have to tell you.
Oh, yeah?
I did not have to work this weekend.
No?
No, God, this is hard to say.
It's okay. I think I know.
The truth is, Chrissy, my health hasn't been too good lately.
What?
I'm not sure what it is. Something to do with my heart. I've been, going to doctors, figuring out what's going on, and I know I should have told you. I am so sorry. I just didn't know how to tell you. I didn't want to worry you until I had all the information.
Well, how bad is it?
I don't know. We're still trying to figure that out.
That's why you've been so distant.
Yeah, I guess it was just stupid to think you wouldn't notice.
You should be able to talk about this stuff, Paul.
I know, like I said, I just
didn't
want to...
Don't worry me, I know, but I was worried anyway.
I know, we'll do better. I won't hide stuff anymore. I swear to you, total honesty from here on out.
Total honesty. Oh, God, Paul, I have to tell you something, too.
Pay attention, Ray.
Sorry, Ma.
Okay, so then you fold the edges up like this, and you tape here. And there you go, wrapped. I can't believe you don't know how to wrap a present.
I mean, I know how to do it. You just do it better.
Oh, okay, well. That's no way to learn.
You're right. Unwrap it. I'll do it myself.
That's not...
No! No!
Please.
You're not getting out of this. Hand it over. How else will I...
Ray? Ray, is everything okay?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, Ray, now you're scaring me.
Not call an ambulance.
Why do you need an ambulance?
It's for Paul.
I just don't understand. How could he have a heart attack? He's so young.
I don't know, Mom. Work, stress, bacon.
Oh, no, I made bacon this morning. You don't think he...
Oh, my God, no, Mom, it's not your fault.
How did you know?
Hey, he didn't even eat it, remember?
No, I mean, how did you know to call the ambulance?
Oh, I don't know. Brother's intuition, I guess. Here, from the vending machines, best I could find.
Oh, bless you.
How's she doing?
The same. A bit in shock.
Hey, got you some Pringles. They say he's gonna be okay.
Yeah. I really love him, Ray.
Yeah, he knows that.
Does he?
He will know. You'll make sure he knows.
So, it worked for me, but it didn't work for you, did it? What Flairvoyant did?
No, it didn't.
Because you didn't want it to?
I'm sorry if that's, I really wanted to want it to work, but... I guess I didn't.
I'm glad.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Private Thoughts was written by Mary McDonnell and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Kimberly Chatterjee, Adrian Burke, Brandon Zellman, Ryan Carls, Amy Warren, and Mary McDonnell. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, we're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Nicole Hill. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And you have been hearing...
The Truth.
Radiotopia.